Preckwinkle insisted that she acted swiftly, learning for the first time of the alleged inappropriate behavior by Keller Friday and interviewing the accuser and two witnesses Monday, one day before she demanded and received Keller's resignation. She refused to be more specific about who was involved or what happened.
Getting into details could compromise her privacy, and I don't want her to be victimized a second time.
But she said it's something she won't tolerate.
I have zero tolerance towards harassment of any kind. Zero tolerance.
Keller had worked for Preckwinkle for most of the past 12 years, including 21 months as her chief of staff. Bob Roberts, News Radio on 105.9 FM.